All right. How's this? Okay, we'll see how that is. Make my way across the stage. Everybody all right tonight? So glad you're here. So glad you're here. You know what they say, if it's too loud. I'm just going to walk a little while and get used to it. That is nice. First of all, thank you so much for having me tonight. I couldn't be more happy to be here. Thank you, Sandy. There's Sandy. And thank you, Arden. My God, what a wonderful venue you provide for women's music and women's gatherings and women's... Just women. Just women. And Diane and Rhonda, thank you for the sound system. Thank you, Loaf, for the munchies and for providing a place for our senior women, our matriarchs, to go. So any questions so far? This is the tuning portion of the program. It's just like a woman, you gotta keep fiddling with her knobs to get anything out of her. I did that joke at Kindred Spirits 30 years ago. She's over here like this, like she's never heard it before. Here's what we're doing tonight. We're going to take a musical journey. We're going to take a musical journey, Paige. I've been here in Houston for 30 years, as I just said, from Ohio. And I moved to Houston because I wanted to be a lesbian. How'd it work out? I think it worked out okay. I'm not kidding, I really did move to Houston because I wanted to be a lesbian. An out lesbian, doing comedy and doing music and writing. Hi, I am in heaven. I get to do exactly what I wanted to do all my life. Thank you for being a part of that. Thank you for supporting that. Who gets to do that? Nobody I know. Almost nobody I know. So thank you so much. Don't think for a minute that it is lost on me, because it is not. I wake up every morning and thank God that I only live 2 miles from my office. Houston being what it is. So we're going to take a musical journey tonight. I have so much I want to share with you. First of all, is the sound okay? Everybody doing okay on the sound? Also, before I get any further, J.D. Doyle is with us tonight. Representing the testosterone of Houston. We so appreciate that. J.D. Doyle is recording this evening for his Queer Music Heritage Archives, which he has won international awards for, just so you know. So thank you so much, J.D., for being here. And here's a weird thing. He and I grew up in the same town of Salem, Ohio. We never knew that until we got down here. I know. Apparently so. If you have cell phones, I don't care if you turn them off or not. I really don't. It's you know, if you'd like to take some YouTubes along the way, you are more than welcome to. Just know that if your phone rings, I will likely insist on talking to whoever called. Because that's just the way it goes. So who has seen the Dyke Show before? That's what I call my little show. How many of you have not? Not so many of you. Oh, well, this is going to be quite a journey then. If we both do our jobs, somebody's going to be sore in the morning. I've been playing guitar since I was in seventh grade. A good 18 years. What? I'd like to start out this evening with one of the first songs I ever learned how to play. And it's from the album that I, the very first album I ever bought with my own money. A Judy Collins album, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Oh, the Sisters of Mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. Then they brought me their comfort. Later they brought me their song. Oh, I hope you run into them, you who've been traveling so long. Yes, you who must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family and later comes round to your soul. Well, I've been where you're hanging. Your pin. When you're not feeling holy and your loneliness says that you've sinned. Pretty heavy themes for a seventh grader, huh? They lay down beside me. I made my confession to them. They touched both my eyes. I touch the dew on their hem. If your life is a leaf that the seasons tear up and condemn, they will bind you with love that is graceful and green as a stem. I thought the song was about nuns. When I left, they were sleeping. I hope you run into them soon. Don't turn on the light. You can read their address by the moon. And it won't make me jealous if I learn that they sweetened your night. We weren't lovers like that. Besides, it would still be all right. We weren't lovers like that, and besides, it would still be all right. And that's how I knew I'm a lesbian. The song's about lesbians or prostitutes. I'm not sure both. I'm a lesbian. Let's just leave it at that. I am a lesbian. I'm proud to be a lesbian. So I learned from Judy Collins how important lyrics are. I learned that early on. Another very important message that I learned early on from another musical act. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. That's where you're supposed to yell. No. Ah! See? It's great. Everything I learned about trying to attract women, I learned from the Beatles. Get yourself a guitar, Nancy. And this haircut. And it has served me for 40 years, I'm just saying. Find yourself the haircut that works. This is the Ringo. It's a lesbian haircut. It's very important. It's very important. We like to be able to spot each other in the bus stations, you know. I am a lesbian. I'm a big old lesbian. So proud of that. Best choice, I don't know. Best path I've ever taken, I ever decided to take. Some people say, Nancy, you're too lesbian. I know. I've been told before that I am too lesbian, that my show is... This is who I am. It's what I do. It's how I make my living. When I get up in the morning, I am a professional lesbian. It's what I do. I am gay all day long. All day long. I don't know what else to be. I have all these things that have happened to me and that I've seen in the last 30, 35, 40 years. I've had a front row seat to the most exciting cultural revolution in the history of mankind, and I want to share it. That's why I proudly say that I am lesbian. I am lesbian. Hear me roar. I am lesbian. I am queer. I'm fairy. I'm drag queen. I'm butch and femme. I'm the leather scene. I'm gay boy. I'm homo. I'm a lipstick lesbian. I'm an activist. I'm a closet case. I'm a double life with hidden face. Faggot, Diesel Dyke, and back to queer again. Socrates, Sappho, Da Vinci, Michelangelo, Gertrude Stein, Alice B., Torch Song Trilogy, Oscar Wilde, Quentin Crisp, Girls with Muscles, Boys Who Lisp, Katie Lang, Elton John, Martina wins at Wimbledon. Greece's Isle of Lesbo, East Village, Castro, Amsterdam, Provincetown, Ovette, Key West. I am Victor Victoria. I am Hanks in Philadelphia. Desert Hearts, Liana, personal best. Phil Donahue had drag queens and femme to femme on TV screens. Sandra Bernhard was on Roseanne. We held hands in Disneyland as Anita Bryant pushed her orange juice when every gay man's name was Bruce. Martina told the world she's gay and Judy ran to Rita Mae. Hey! Ain't that just the way? Especially when you're gay. Here's to Freddie Mercury, Rock Hudson, Leonard B., Callan, Sharon Kowalski, Herring, Liberace, Milton Berle did drag before RuPaul. Here's to Disco, to Last Call, to Donna Summers, to Lasers, to the Children of the Turkey Basters. Freedom Rings, 501s, millions of us marched on Washington. We had triangles, we waved rainbow flags at Studs and Frank, our Congress fags. Jeff Stryker and Susie Bright sexed and vexed the religious right. Don't ask, don't tell, DOMA can go to hell. Lobotomy for sodomy, AZT for HIV. Nature, nurture, wondering why, CDC, FBI, KKK, then GLRA. And APA said, we're okay. Stonewall, gay pride, the march when Harvey Milk died, we're your daughters, we're your sons, we're your priests, we're your nuns. Will and Grace and Earring Magic Ken, suddenly it was hip to be gay. And bisexual and transgender and